Hello and welcome to Hicksville, this little English-speaking corner of what was once, after all, a bit of English territory. This is Veronica Hicks with your menu for the week. It's around 92 days till Christmas, which sounds reasonable, but before you know it, you've missed the last posting day, if anyone will be sending cards at all. And even those round-robin letters seem to have fallen by the wayside, which has got me thinking, where did that expression come from? To my surprise, it is actually French, originally known as enruban, as in ribbon, first used in the 17th and 18th centuries, referring to the signing of petitions on which names would appear on ribbons attached to the petition in a circle or on a circular ribbon, so as not to reveal the ringleader of the said petition grievance, possibly originating in the Navy, where grievances were legion, dirty water, terrible food, and destination unknown, but also government officials who were not keen to be identified as ringleaders of dissent. But of course, Christmas letters are all about telling the world how marvellous life is, otherwise known as the family boast, where every child is a genius, winning at all sports, playing six musical instruments and gaining a first-class degree whilst holidaying in Bali. In a sense, Instagram has taken over from that, with people posting impossibly fabulous photographs of their incredible lives. I like the old style round robins when people would say, "Oh, it's been a bit of a hard year, my wife's left me for a goat, my children have joined a cult and my house has been repossessed." Anyway, back to more serious matters. If you'd like to make a difference this week, go down to Masseurbes on Friday the 29th and give blood between 10 and 1:30. You can register with dondesang.sante.efs.fr. Then on Saturday night in the village of Masdominion at 7 o'clock, a concert taking place in the Salle des Fêtes that calls itself Saxy Crooner. That's delicious saxophone music, swing, bebop, Latin jazz, a four-man band, €12 for the music and then €12 for dinner. But you don't have to do both, you can do either or both. Ring 0562 289 282 for details. Now, two reasons to be in Lecture on Sunday. One involves exercise, the other just keeping your eyes open. Lecture is having its own bike and walk day. You pitch up outside the Maison de Vélo in Randonnée at 8 o'clock to register. Departure 8:30 to 9:30 depending on the distance you want to cover by bike, 20, 35 or 45k. And cycle helmets are obligatoire. And for the 8k walk, you leave at 9. The number to ring is 0757455052. Well, depending on what state you're in afterwards, after a good luncheon as is, you can go to the cinema and decide on where to put Kenneth Branagh in the list of Hercule Poirot interpreters. What would Agatha have thought about his unfeasibly wide moustache? There have been several such polls in the British press, and I couldn't possibly say, except that it's always lovely to see Venice on screen. The film is, after all, called The Haunting in Venice, and I'm a fan of Michel Yeoh, Camille Cotin, Jamie Dornan, and the delightful young Jude Hill, who played the lead in Branagh's autobiographical film, Belfast. So this latest sortie into the world of classy detection and supernatural facial hair is based on Christie's later novel, Halloween Party. Starts at 9, it's in English. Let me know what you think. Have a good week.